and thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you again about online lessons, specifically this time about teaching groups of children online. I've been giving online lessons for a few years now, and I love it as a teaching medium. I have tutored youngsters online before, either individually or maybe two at a time. For these students, parents actively chose online because they loved the flexibility of the lesson scheduling and the fact that they didn't have to take their child to and from lessons, as well as the ability to perhaps share a lesson between two or more siblings. Until recently, however, I wouldn't have considered online for teaching groups of children. But like many other people, I've had to change my way of working because of the lockdown. And so what I've done is I've transformed my weekly Saturday morning groups, which I offer for CM1, CM2 and CM5, into online sessions. And these have worked really well. This positive experience has given me fresh ideas of new opportunities that this medium opens up. So why online? And can it possibly replace face-to-face teaching? Well, I would say yes, a resounding yes, and I would go even further. In many respects, there are positive advantages, both for parents and for children. So let's start with the children. Firstly, young people love this method of learning. They are very at ease with technology, much more so than their parents. It's their world, isn't it? They feel in control. There's an association of technology with play, isn't there? I can invite them to type or draw on the screen and to participate in language games by controlling my keyboard and my mouse. Lessons can be fun, interactive, challenging, playful, competitive. Oh, they love competition. And remember, this is how young people learn best. Unlike adults, we welcome structure and grammatical rules when we're learning a language. Young people don't need or want copious explanations of the language. They learn by playing, and also importantly by mimicking the language produced by a native speaker. In an online group, the teacher is perhaps even more the focal point of the lesson than would be the case naturally in a classroom. And this means that students are hearing the native speaker's voice that much more. And they also have a really good opportunity to copy pronunciation by mimicking the mouth shape that the teacher is making. And of course, they can view the teacher that much more via the screen. The fact that the teacher is the classroom manager in control of the technology and decides who should speak or play the game or who should pair up with whom, more so perhaps than in a classroom situation, means it's easier to manage the dynamics of the group and to ensure that every child has an equal chance to speak and to participate. So the children will be happy in the learning, and happy, successful children generally make for happy parents. But in addition, there are other benefits for parents. Aside from not having to drive their child to the lesson, as already mentioned, they can feel more involved with their child's learning. They can listen in to the lesson, should they wish. And in any case, they are in the background, so they are more aware of what is being covered in the lesson in a way they wouldn't ordinarily. And they will also receive an email from me at the end of the lesson with a summary of what's been covered. Using this teaching method with children recently has given me the opportunity to think about how best to teach youngsters in this online way, whether to try to replicate what I would do in a classroom, or whether to take advantage of this new medium to make learning even more accessible and more effective for young people. And I must say, I'm quite excited about the possibilities of both replicating and at the same time going further. Let me give you an example. I often use drama to teach English to children. Young people generally love acting, and they are natural little mimics. As we know, repetition of a language is a great way to learn it. So giving them a script to act out is a great way to get them to learn new language in a natural setting. It's also a great way to work on pronunciation and intonation. And this is often a big challenge, as you know. It's one which makes a great difference to both the understanding of English and the ability to communicate effectively. So I write little sketches or plays along the lines of what we've been learning, which we then work on for pronunciation, and I get them to perform in front of the parents at the end of term. It's lovely for them to have this objective to work towards. Now I'm thinking, why not do the same? We can still work on the lines, the vocabulary, the pronunciation, the grammar, although we don't call it grammar, and we can get the children to perform it on radio, on English waves, at the end of term. That way, it's really rewarding for the children and very satisfying for proud parents too. Another thought I've had is the possibility that online offers to introduce English culture and also native English children into the group. Online learning can be done anywhere, but so can online teaching. Ordinarily, I travel frequently between France and the UK, and I therefore have contacts in both countries. I'm thinking, well, why not take my French kids with me when I go back to England, give my lessons from there, and that way I can show them a bit of England, a bit of English culture, and why not bring in some native English speakers, some local English children, into the lesson. That way the learning of the language is much more natural. At the end of the day, language is a means of communication, and it's much more rewarding and motivating to use it in a real situation for a real purpose. So as I see it, with online learning, the restrictions of the classroom have effectively been dismantled. So let's build on that and make learning even better, more fun, and more effective.